This is KERA News. Your senior year is one for the ages. Class trips, prom, and graduation all help mark the end of one chapter and the start of another. The pandemic has stolen some of these moments from seniors, but that hasn't kept them from celebrating a milestone year.
Check, check, check. Uh-oh. Class of 2020, you already know what's going down. High school hype. We about to take you all around the world, so we need you to buckle up, because we're going on a first class trip.
One, two, three.
The bomb factory was awash in strobe lights and fog on a recent Saturday night. Hype men on stage were gassing up dueling DJs, spinning records that would usually make the dance floor irresistible. But tonight, it was empty. The Deep Ellum Music Venue mounted a virtual prom in lieu of the real thing. Louisville High School senior Catherine Foster was watching from home.
You know, I video called all my friends and we like got dressed up in the outfits we had already bought. And I was in this big blue dress that I had bought before we found out we weren't gonna come back to school.
Foster had fun, but it wasn't how she thought she'd be spending the last few months before she heads off to Baylor in the fall to study neuroscience.
It was kind of devastating for a lot of us to know that, like, we would never get senior prom, we couldn't say goodbye to some of our friends who were going away.
And it was dawning on seniors everywhere. Their last year was going to be very different from what they were expecting. Damari Johnson was enjoying spring break when he learned schools were closing indefinitely.
And we didn't know when we were going back or whether or not if we were going back, especially being like a student athlete in his last year. Like, that one hurt.
The class president of Townview Center in Dallas was slated to give a speech at his graduation ceremony.
My mom was already planning, like, getting my whole family t-shirts with, like, my face on it and, like, a graduation cap.
Johnson has a full ride to Babson College in Massachusetts, and his family has planned a drive-through graduation party.
You drive your cars through, you decorate your cars, you honk your horn, you scream and shout. As they leave, they're gonna, like, throw their gifts in my trunk.
Jonah Ortiz isn't letting the shutdown keep him from celebrating either.
I just wear my button-up shirt, some slacks. My girlfriend already had her dresses, so I told her, hey, come over maybe, we can take some pictures. We took some pictures in my front yard, and that was kind of our little prom.
The senior at Sunset High School in Dallas is still figuring out what's next for him. He might go to Cedar Valley College to become a mechanic, but he also has athletic scholarships to schools in Pennsylvania and in Iowa.
I'm scared, definitely scared. I don't know what the future holds, and I'm going to try my best to become a functioning member of society.
Emily Garcia feels the same way.
I am terrified. I don't know what will happen in the fall. If my school does decide to open up, like if my parents are going to take a risk by taking me, especially since they are older.
The valedictorian at Carter Riverside High School in Fort Worth plans to study engineering at Emory University. And these final senior year moments hold a special place in her heart.
I lost my brother my freshman year. He was a senior and he wasn't able to attend his graduation or his prom. And for me, it was also like closure, knowing that I started high school with him and I wasn't going to end it with him, but at least I was going to experience the events he didn't get to experience.
She says she plans to wear her prom dress on the day of her virtual graduation, and her family will make her favorite dish, mole. She'll also give a commencement speech.
I touched on the serial position effect, where you remember the first and last thing of a series best and the middle worst. Even though we will remember senior year forever, I know that the middle part truly enhanced our experience and made us who we are.
Garcia says she won't let the last few months define her journey so far. Despite the fear and uncertainty they may be feeling about the future, this is a tough group of seniors.
We've been through a lot. We were born like right at 9/11. We have to deal with that turmoil. And now we're going through like one of the first ever lockdowns in history. I say one thing that the world would know about us is that like we won't quit. And like this is not the last you've heard of us.
So let's raise a toast to the class of 2020. The future is in good hands. I'm Miguel Perez in Dallas.